Time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Kathleen Maloney. Stocks plunged nearly 10% just after the opening bell today, triggering a halt in trading for a third time in 2 weeks. It appears traders are learning how to deal with the volatility.
It seems like there's less running around this time. There's less yelling. People are just paying attention to these levels.
Fox's Christina Partsinevelis at the New York Stock Exchange. Coronavirus concerns won't keep primary voters away from the polls this week.
577 delegates are up for grabs tomorrow in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, and Ohio. Georgia and Louisiana decided to postpone their upcoming elections. The four states voting tomorrow have said they will proceed as planned.
Fox's Ellison Barber says strict CDC guidelines on hygiene will be enforced at the polling places. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's still officially winter until Thursday, but we have a week of much above normal temperatures ahead. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures around 80 both days. Widely scattered showers are possible, perhaps a thunderstorm on Tuesday afternoon. Low tonight, 61. Wednesday and Thursday, high in the low to middle 80s. Small risk of thunder showers each day. Thursday is the first official day of spring. Scattered thunderstorms Friday with a high around 83. The pollen count, medium to high today and tomorrow, and medium on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery County has activated its Emergency Operations Center because of the spread of the coronavirus. There are now 22 confirmed cases in Alabama. In our area, one is in Montgomery County, another is in Elmore County. As of now, Mayor Stephen Reed says there are no plans to limit the hours of businesses. Secretary of State John Merrill has requested an emergency opinion from the Attorney General's office on postponing the March 31st runoff election because of coronavirus concerns. We'll update you when a decision is made. And all Alabama public schools will be closed from March 19th until April 3rd to help curb the spread of the virus. State Superintendent Dr. Eric Mackey says the USDA has approved a grant that would allow Alabama to provide meals for students during the closure. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $69 a month. But hurry, there are limited quantities available. Visit calldixie.com.
Number 15033.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show.
To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Last hour here of News and Views on a fairly beautiful Monday morning.
Hey, really nice outside, buddy.
272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program.
Just a little pollinated.
Yeah, likewise. First, being isolated, I start freaking myself out. Then doing those nine-hour shifts, I'm constantly, you know, all the breaking news on coronavirus. Like, do I have it? I'm like,
well,
no.
Well, that's what I was thinking. It's like torture for you, Joey. It's, you know, if we ever kidnapped you and wanted to torture you, we'd put you in a room like this and just feed you BS from the news. And
yeah. Well, I'd finally shut down. And there it is on Fox. CDC recommends no gatherings of 50 or more. And, you know, they're putting out all these recommendations, and it kind of hit me. Like, somebody asked on the Book of Faces, are you going to follow these guidelines?
Right.
And it hit me, I'm like, well, that's how I normally live my life, so probably.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it's good being a hermit.
Oh, definitely. Joey, the only way you're going to get the coronavirus is if someone delivering the food to your house gives it to you.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Yeah. We'll see. Apparently, there are some developments with Baptist Health here. It looks like they're going to be setting up a coronavirus testing center with some drive-through options.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know if it's up and running yet, but they're in the process of making that work.
I imagine it'll be multiple locations.
I believe I heard a news report from Alabama News Network about John Merrill requesting an emergency opinion about
the
upcoming runoff election. Yeah, let me pull this up. Secretary of State John Merrill is asking for an emergency opinion from Attorney General Steve Marshall on postponing the March 31st primary runoff because of the coronavirus epidemic. Quote, the health and well-being of the people of this state are of paramount importance, Merrill said in a press release. In order to effectively practice social distancing, as recommended by the President of the United States, the CDC, the Alabama Department of Public Health, etc., the March 31st runoff election must be postponed. So he's now turning to Steve Marshall to give that opinion. I was wondering what Merrill and just our government was going to do. But
me too. I hate the fact we've got to postpone it just because what we have in there.
Yeah, and it affects that Senate race between Tuberville and Sessions, but it also affects the CD2 race, CD1, down in South Alabama. So we'll see where this goes. But
I hate this. But I understand it, but I just, you know, I hate putting off these elections.
Well, and even with all this going on with the coronavirus, I hope to have back Tommy Tuberville. Love to have back in Barry Moore.
Yeah.
A lot of folks I'd like to talk to. So, but that, right now they're looking to postpone that runoff. That makes a lot of sense given what's going on.
By the way, I listened to your Tommy Tuberville interview again this weekend on the replay. Joe, you did a really good job.
Well, thank you.
Really good job, man.
Thank you for that. I like that man.
Yeah, me too.
You know, I really like him because he does, and actually, you know, some folks might say he's a chameleon. He fits into whoever he's talking to. That's true to the extent that it's not a bad thing. Right. He actually listens to somebody. He engages you. He makes you feel a part of a larger conversation. He's not just giving you his stump speech.
Yes.
I mean, there are aspects to that. You got to deliver a message, but it feels like I'm actually talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
And the conversation keeps going off air, too.
Yeah.
I find him to be a genuine person.
I like that.
Very effective communicator. Let's go to the phones, 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Flower Child.
Hey, Flower Child. Flower Child. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Good
morning.
Well, I'm calling in about a couple sessions.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, you need to include having Sessions on now. You know, not just Tuberville.
He's welcome to come on, but they've not reached out to us.
Yeah, we put out the feelers.
I'd imagine if he comes on News Talk, it'll be on Dan's show. But he's more than welcome on the program.
Okay. Well, I have two subjects today. I used to be a microbiologist in a lab.
Hmm.
When you're working in the lab and you're a med tech, you work in hematology, blood bank, chemistry, and microbiology. pretty much, you know, your four subjects of study.
Mm-hmm.
And I was noticing these drive-thrus in Seoul, Korea.
Yeah.
And they had three guys in hazmat suits, and they're all gloved up, and one reaches in and swabs, you know, the driver's throat, you know, and they put the swab in the thing, and then they're going to go off. I assume this is like a PCR test where they replicate the RNA,
mm-hmm.
and kind of like, you know, you end up with a positive or negative test.
Right.
But I noticed that the guy, there was three of them, they weren't changing their gloves from car to car. That's kind of like a nurse swabbing your throat in room 101, not changing the gloves or anything, and then going to the next car. I mean, the next room.
Hmm.
I found, of course, you know, I mean, with TV and everything, maybe they had better HIC, hospital and infection controls, than I thought that they had. But I would just caution people that, you know, I mean, not only that, that hazmat suit is so close to that person.
Right.
You know, unless you're changing out. I thought that was kind of crazy.
I thought they said it's transferable up to 3 feet away.
Yes.
So what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if car A has it.
Oh, you're right.
And then you go to B then C. I thought it was crazy. And then, since you mentioned Tommy Tuberville, which I was going to call in anyway about this.
Yes, man.
You love some Tubby.
I know you do. Y'all got to ask him. I know you're, one of the things is you got to ask him about his stance on marijuana. I know y'all are pro, and I could care less. But last Wednesday on Lou Dobbs, mm-hmm. he brought up the subject of Tommy Tuberville had hired this person called, it's Rob, R-O-B-J-E-S-M-E-R. And if you Google those two names together, Rob Jesmere is a GOP strategist, and his thing is trying to convince Republicans to allow immigration and like HB1 visas.
Mm-hmm.
His thing, he used to work for Mark Zuckerberg for, you know, trying to get these Indian immigrants that work for 27% lower wages than American IT guys do. That's what he has done in the past. And when somebody asked Tuberville about it, he says that he has nothing to do with his campaign. He's just involved with one of his PACs, which I assume is just, my understanding of a PAC is they just bundle money together.
Yeah, and candidates cannot work with the PACs.
Yes.
Legally speaking, yeah.
And the other thing I would like you to look up, when you have time, it's capital letters, fwd.us. And this, their whole mission statement is about immigration and, like, bail reform mm-hmm. for people that low income and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And if you go to the top of their webpage and search under, like, about or contact, if you go under about and tab down to contact, I mean, not contact, tab down to staff, you will see that there's about 50 pictures of people on the in the company, and Rob Jesmere is about 11 rows down in the middle. Okay?
Okay.
And then the other thing is he supposedly he ran two candidates against Rand Paul and Pat Toomey. I think it was the year 2010 or whatever.
Okay.
But both of his candidates lost, and Rand Paul succeeded, and as did Pat Toomey, which right. is from Pennsylvania. I didn't have any idea. But if you do get the chance to have Tuberville on again, I know he said his commercials now says he's no amnesty, whatever.
Right.
I would like to know his position on Dreamers and this HB1 stuff.
Yeah, and that's a good subject to broach just generally about, if we secure the border and start to control illegal immigration, what sort of legal immigration regime would you like? And that would include foreign workers that come here legally. That would include all Dreamers, I think. Though I think, isn't the president, he's waiting for that court hearing or that court decision. But the president has shown kind of in the past that he'd be open to making a deal on Dreamers. And yeah, I think there's something to that. If you can actually categorize and figure out who each person is, I don't think it's wise for people that grew up here to just send them back to a country they wouldn't know.
Right.
Yes, to me, there ought to be some pathway, like paying taxes. And,
right.
And, you know, instead of hopping in front of the line for the people, the Americans that have been paying their taxes and everything, that are eligible for Social Security, if these people have not been paying taxes, they shouldn't be taken away from the people that, for all their life, have been paying in for their Social Security retirement. And but that the Dreamers and then that HB1, I just don't want somebody like Mike Lee, who wanted to bring in all these people for like Google and Facebook, etc. I don't want somebody like that for Alabama. And Sessions did get an endorsement from the NRA.
He sure did. Over the weekend he did.
This weekend.
Mm-hmm. I was surprised by that.
It's amazing how much this stuff's gone in the background given the coronavirus news last week.
Because I was really surprised. I mean, I wasn't surprised that they backed Sessions because he's been there so long and been such a supporter of the NRA. But I was surprised when the statement came out, it almost got buried right away because, like you said, corona.
Right, and then we also, like, bombed Khatib Hezbollah and Iraq. And, like, I mean, there's a lot going on still, and coronavirus is just dominating. But, Flower Child, I appreciate that, and I really do appreciate your research. And
you bet.
Eddie's written down everything you've just said to us. We'll look into it. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you,
Thank you, Flower Child. Take care.
272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey, Randall, what's up, man?
How's it going, Randall?
Not much. Hey, Miss Firechild, I'm so glad to get on something besides Corona. Oh, man, this is what makes perfect sense of how you can look at Democrats and how they always don't back their candidate. You know what I mean? And I stepped back and looked at it. That's what makes it, I guess, so great that she's not pulling off Sessions no matter what. You know, even though Trump didn't endorse him, and you know what I mean? That's her. Nobody wants to lose, you know what I mean? And that's one of the things great about America. Nobody here wants to lose, and that's why I know we could beat anything that comes our way. And on Tuberville, not only you got to have some kind of immigration, because if you just, they was enticed to come here, the Republicans make them, it's the big cat Republicans that make the money, and if you make it where it's hard, where you got to show that you want to be here and that you want to learn, that'll give our people that's been to college, the Dreamers, the chance to come up with innovations like used to 10 years ago. You know, they planted pine trees by hand. Yep. But it got too expensive for even the Migos to plant them. So guess what? Now they got a tree planter. It still takes four people and a bulldozer. And you know, they plant everywhere. And, you know, and it's just innovation has been held back because of that $15 hour mark. Somehow, everybody's got in their head that that's what they Migo make. That's what everybody at McDonald's make. And it's kind of, they drove that home. And that's kind of, it's kind of like it's been that way, but it slowed down our innovation, our ways of think, to come up with, instead of having them bend down picking peppers all day, and then, son, we ought to have, come up with a pepper picker, but you still got to have people to work on that stuff.
What do they call it, the Peter Piper?
That's something like that.
That's it, baby. that would be the first name of it.
Yeah, but, watch out, John Deere.
But you're right, Randall. We do need innovation. But as long as we can get, I mean, this will always happen, as long as we can get somebody to do it cheaper than I can build it for, then that's
right.
It's just exactly human nature. We're going to go with that cheaper route.
That's why we want the doors to be open, but we want, you know what I mean? We can't beat the globalists without Americans getting back at the heart of things and having our own money and making things right. And then we can put a full head charge on these folks. But until then, and then the other thing about Tuberville, y'all, this man has really got a plan to bring Little League football really back into the school, because everybody just jumped to soccer, and there's more head injuries in soccer, more broke bones than everywhere being football. You have more concussions.
Yes,
and he's gonna he, he, he's he's got these helmet designs.
Hmm.
Well, he might not yet, but hey, Toby, get on that. You need to get these helmet designs on the computer with these pads, apps, and it shows that their kid's safe inside that helmet, and it go right to the phones. And his little Johnny gets hit hard, and she thinks it's too bad. She can look at her phone and tell if it was bad or not. You know what I mean? And she decides whether she wants. And we get football back. Get these man. Get them off the soybeans and get iron back in the blood, man, and knock down some walls.
I'm not saying people got to go full carnivore, but I like me some meat, Randall. I like red meat. You know how that is. And you heard how that came out, too. Randall, I appreciate the call, man.
Take care, Randall. See you, buddy.
What are you grinning about?
I got a little tickle.
Yeah, that tickled you there? That I like meat?
Yeah. I had a steak myself this week, and it was delicious.
Yeah, it is good. It's very good. I've actually got a meatloaf ready to go.
Yeah, you
just got to cook it tonight.
All right.
Yeah. Bacon wrapped meat.
Ooh, now that's nice.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you put ketchup in yours?
No.
Even afterwards?
No, I'm not a ketchup guy, really. I might occasionally do like a fancy ketchup with French fries, but usually with fries, I like a ranch or an aioli or some type.
Joey, we got to get you off the ranch.
Why?
It's too trendy. It's too commercial. We need something.
No, I was dipping things in ranch before it was cool. Okay.
Right. So now we need to find you a new one so you can be really cool and hip.
It's not about that. It's not about the trends. I remember I had a teacher in Auburn, some polka dot sock progressive feminist of a teacher, and I actually enjoyed her classes because I liked arguing with her, and she would humor me, and she'd argue back, and it was a good... We had a friendship based on arguing and disagreeing on things. And she one day was trying to make the point that people choose their clothing, and people choose all sorts of things out of a sense of fashion and the aesthetic of the group.
Okay.
So she comes over to me... And she goes, Joey, why did you pick those shoes? And they're like some pretty nondescript, like $30 brown loafers.
Yeah.
They weren't like boat shoes. They weren't anything trendy. And I'm like, because they're comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, no, but why did you pick those? I'm like, because they're comfortable. Like, I tried out different pairs and walked around in them. She's like, Joey, you're not helping me make my point. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I didn't pick them because they're stylish. Look at them. I look like a grandfather wearing these things.
You're not fitting into her script that she wanted, Joey.
I'm like, why are you wearing the polka dot socks? Those obviously aren't trendy. You trying to make a statement? No, you're an iconoclast. I get it, teach.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, 272-9228. You know, we get off on little tangents here, but what's going on? I'll see if I can pull this video up. The mayor just did a press conference about 40 minutes ago with the Baptist Health folks talking about announcing a coronavirus testing center, treatment center. That is good news. Things are slowly being rolled out. And, you know, let me be clear. I appreciate local government officials, whether public health or people like the mayor, and people at the state level, like this Dr. Scott Harris, I think has been doing a great job communicating with people in the public. Dr. Fauci, I think, has sometimes gone a little too far, but he's been pushed in that direction the media. So I can see that he's just responding to them. But and don't get me wrong, I don't think Trump has just been the worst ever on this.
No.
But whether it's Trump or Biden or Sanders, like these guys don't, like just be quiet. Generally speaking, be quiet on these issues. Like, I don't know. It reminded me this whole thing that I rarely look to any of these politicians for moral wisdom, what to do in a crisis.
Any kind of leadership.
I mean, the only thing I could say about Trump, like, if I think about Trump and what does he actually lead on? Because it's not, like, detailed policy proposals. That's not Trump's thing.
Right, right.
What Trump leads on, and especially speaking to Republicans and conservatives, is backbone. Stand up for yourself and be willing to fight against a group of people that don't have your best interests in mind. At least that's the argument.
Mm-hmm.
And fight hard. Fight as dirty as they have been fighting you.
Right.
And that's where I think Trump provides leadership. And, of course, people on the left don't like that. But it's good for people, I think, to realize, hey, we can speak up for what we believe in, or at least speak up for ourselves when every little social faux pas is now the deepest sin, so your career's ruined or your life is ruined. You just go away. You're canceled. So now we have actual cancellations due to actual problems, not made up, you know, people being offended over things.
Well, you know, with Trump, he sounds like he took some advice from the great Barney Fife.
Hmm.
You fight fire with fire.
Right. So we'll see where we're going in this country, but I think Trump leads very well on that stuff. I give the president high marks. I didn't think I would, but I give him high marks on foreign policy because his unpredictability
keeps him guessing.
Yes, I was surprised at how it's worked out with Iran, for instance. I didn't think it was necessarily the right course, but he's shown me wrong. That's leadership. A lot of people said he shouldn't go that way, and I think what I'm surprised by is he didn't go into like one box or one camp or another.
Right.
He's actually kind of split the baby here in the sense that he hasn't gone full hawk, but he also hasn't gone, let's keep the Iran nuclear deal.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of got rid of the deal, and then he's essentially said to Iran, we will counterstrike against you if you continue to operate in the way you are in the larger Middle Eastern region. And it seems to have kept them on their toes. I mean, not so long ago, it's amazing how much has happened this year.
A lot.
For instance, the killing.
Yes.
They assassinated Soleimani, and rightfully so.
And still hadn't found his body and never will.
Yeah, I'm not saying assassination in a negative or pejorative way. And Soleimani, no tears for that guy.
Right.
I was more wondering, okay, is this going to work? Seems to have worked. And Khatib Hezbollah struck at the end of last week.
Right.
Killed an American, I believe.
Yes, he did.
And we struck back.
Yep.
And so the policy seems to be, hey, you try to escalate it, we'll hit you.
We'll show you escalation.
Even harder. And I think it keeps people like Kim Jong-un on their toes.
Well, that's my thought, Joey. He has treated these countries like many of us have said from the beginning, these are a bunch of spoiled brats.
Mm-hmm.
And so the leadership we had in the past just did whatever. They gave the little kids a sucker or whatever it took to quiet them down. Trump told them, hey, you're going to do it what we want to do or you're going to suffer the consequence.
Right.
And when every time one of them jumped out of line, he was very quick to put them back in line and let them know these are the consequences. I told you this was coming, and this was going to happen.
Right.
And you know what? You do it again, it's only going to get worse.
And Trump is also on the larger kind of issue of foreign policy and geopolitics. And Tommy Tuberville spoke to this well. I was going to ask him about specifics. Tuberville kind of took the reins and just went ahead and talked about it. I think the biggest thing Trump has done is he's come in as president and said, hey, this international order we've had since World War II ended and Korea ended, and we went through the Cold War, that was all great. And it's still pretty good, but we got to change the terms here.
I think you're right.
It is a different world today. So Europe, yes. NATO allies, East Asia, the Asia Pacific, we got to renegotiate the terms of the deal in order to put us on a better footing going forward.
Or else we're going to slowly be broke.
Right. And this term of managed decline of the United States, I think is, we shouldn't have a managed decline. I don't think we're going to be the sole superpower forever and forever. I think it's foolish to try to think of ourselves that way. But we can still be a strong leader in the world and still influence the world and be an example to the nations if we get our own house in order and renegotiate the terms of what we've been doing for decades now in the foreign policy realm. And to Trump's credit, he started that process. And he's picked great advisors around
him. I think so.
Folks, I don't completely agree with. I tend to be, as I told Tommy Tuberville, the guy says, bring the troops home. They're going to be cost of that, but bring the troops home. And let's have a clear policy, renegotiate. It gets people's hackles up a little bit, but the way I see it is it's an empire, how you manage that empire. And we should consolidate our gains, and we should find a better footing getting our own house in order.
Right.
And that should be the process going forward. Plus, and to Trump's credit, he's done that.
Plus, like in Afghanistan, as we found out, there is no real prime objective.
Yes.
It's just, hey, these guys shot at us today, we shot them back.
Right.
Okay, what are you doing tomorrow? Well, I think these guys are going to shoot at us, and we're going to shoot them back. Why are we there?
Right.
Bring them home.
Right. So we'll see where this goes. But on this sort of disease crisis, it really does reveal that there's a limit to political rhetoric. There's a limit to politicians or people holding office, bossing other people around and telling them to do things. Really, at the end of the day, it's about you taking the steps necessary in your own life, and it's about technology and talented people coming up with vaccines, coming up with therapeutic treatments. We'll get this done.
But also self-responsibility.
Yes. Well, there you go.
Wash your hands, man.
There you go. And, hey, and people might say, you know, well, what if I do all the necessary steps and everything, I do everything right, and I still get it? It's like, well, have you read the book of Job?
Good point, Joey.
Like, come on.
Well, sometimes you do everything right and it doesn't happen for you. Like with the lottery. I've bought all the right lottery tickets. It's just not happening for me.
I don't know if that's what we mean by personal responsibility.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
More news and views when we come back. 272-9228. Be right back.
River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Most of us love to make buying decisions based on referrals from others. We've built our company on the compliments and referrals of our great customers. Hi, this is Terry for Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery. Our golf course quality timed release products feed lawns for months, not days. We make your yard greener, thicker, more kid-friendly. Strive to be weed-free and do so with an environmentally sound approach to lawn care. But more importantly, you might want to hear what others say about their experience with us. Carlos C. says, Weedman prices for service are very competitive. The difference is you get the best service in the area. I highly recommend you call and get a quote from Weedman. Thanks, Carlos. Weedman is recommended by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and people like Chara S., who gushes. Weedman is very professional, timely, courteous, knowledgeable. I could keep going, but you get the point. I've used other lawn care services, but Weedman exceeds them all. That's quite a compliment. Go to WeedmanUSA.com for a free quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in on the program. This part of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Jenkins Tire and Automotive, located at 38 East Jefferson Street here in downtown Montgomery. You know, if you need your vehicle to be serviced, if you're a little anxious that you haven't taken the time to make sure your vehicle is operating smoothly, you should be thinking Jenkins. There are so many folks thinking Jenkins because they took the time to find that extra peace of mind at Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They're a comprehensive tire store and automotive service center here in Montgomery, Alabama. Their philosophy is simple. They always deliver and always exceed customer expectations. All the technicians at Jenkins Tire and Automotive are ASC certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, even minivans.
Tractors?
Yeah. They will service those outdoor vehicles.
I love that.
Tractors, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, and actually on those outdoor vehicles, they'll come to you so you don't have to bring them into town.
Big help.
But whatever you're having service, whether it's a big job like AC repair or transmission repair or basic oil change or getting that outdoor vehicle service, call Jenkins Tire Automotive today and make an appointment. 265-0792, 265-0792, or visit them online, make an appointment there, JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. Thank you to Jenkins Tire and Automotive for being a great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. For those who didn't find out earlier, didn't hear me earlier, Jack Campbell is fine.
Yes.
He's just taking extra precaution because he's got this residual cough going on. So he just wants to play it safe. He does, over the phone, he sounded much better than he did a few days ago. So he should be all right, but you don't want to come up into this petri dish that we call a radio studio.
I would say no.
Now, I just want to reiterate that Baptist Health announced this morning, and the mayor was there making the announcement along with them. I wish I could have talked to Mayor Reed on Friday, but I understand him having
I bet he's pretty
focus
busy
on
right now.
Yeah, and I actually think he's done an all right job.
I agree with that, Joey.
Yeah, he's exactly kind of what I've been talking about. You know, speak to what's going on, but mostly get out of the way and let the professionals take care of it.
I'll give him all the credit in the world for that.
That's what our politicians should be doing. Baptist Health is opening a first coronavirus care clinic in Montgomery. Patients will be tested while remaining in their vehicles. Baptist asks patients who are symptomatic to call 334-747-0150. 334-747-0150 to make an appointment. They caution no one will be seen without making an appointment. So need to, again, 747-0150. I'll have to write that down, have it available to you folks.
Sounds like they're trying to keep it very organized, which what really needs to happen.
Dr. Wick Manny said Monday people should absolutely not, quote-unquote, panic if they believe they have been exposed to coronavirus or have begun showing symptoms. People should not go directly to a doctor's office or emergency room, but call for advice first. Once an appointment is made, patients will drive and arrive at the clinic and be sent to a designated parking space. Their healthcare workers will perform the screening, which typically involves swabbing for samples in the mouth and nose while the patient remains inside their vehicle. A screening administered in the car prevents the spreading of germs in a waiting room setting, Baptist said in a release. Once swabbed, the patient will receive clear next steps from the medical provider. Symptoms of COVID-19 infections have been described as flu-like, with coughs and fatigues, but Dr. Manny said fever is the most common symptom doctors have seen. Now, as of last night, Sunday night at 6:30, I'll have to double check here. We should be getting updates coming. There were 22 confirmed COVID-19 patients here in the state of Alabama. This is 2 days after the state confirmed their first case here in Montgomery County. As of Sunday evening, there's one in Baldwin County, one in Elmore County, one in Lee County, 12 in Jefferson County, one in Limestone, one in Montgomery, two in Shelby, and three in Tuscaloosa. Now, this is not surprising given, you know, you have the airport there in Birmingham.
Yeah.
Any place where there's more international travel. And then I would suggest this John Hopkins interactive map. All the news organizations are using it. It's mapping the whole entire globe. Pretty good resource to see what's going on. You can see not only how many confirmed cases, but how many people have recovered, how many people, unfortunately, who have died. Mm-hmm. And we will see going forward. My hope is that, given the response by the United States, we'll end up with a lethality rate actually pretty low, the likes of South Korea.
I kind of think we will.
Yeah, and so it might be that, oh, we overdid it, but Dr. Fauci claims that that's exactly where you need to be.
You do. When it comes to anything, safety, it's better to be safe than sorry. So let's overdo it if that's what it takes.
Exactly. 272-9228. And you also found more local news responding to this from Montgomery Public Schools.
Yeah, you know, Montgomery Public Schools, I think they announced Friday that, or Governor Kay Ivey announced Friday, all public schools will close across the state from Wednesday to April 6th. The hope is to have the schools closed that can prevent the spread of the virus. But despite the closures, Montgomery Public Schools say starting Monday, March 23rd, several schools will be providing free meals to students who rely on the schools to feed them during the day. The following locations have the meals available here in Montgomery: Bellingraph, Brubaker, Brooker T, Carr Middle School, Chisholm Elementary, Crump Elementary, Delrada, Floyd Middle, Martin Luther King Elementary, Pentlala, South Lawn, and Wears Ferry. It says that the school system says the sites will serve breakfast from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., and lunch will be 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Those meals will be available for free for anyone or anyone 18 and under, regardless of what school they attend. MPS says no paperwork is required, but the students must be present in order to receive the meals. These meals are for pickup only. Students will not be allowed to eat at the schools.
I was wondering how it was going to work with school closings. There are a lot of people that rely on those breakfast lunches.
Also, I see at the bottom of this article, there's a 800 number for people that develop symptoms and need to be tested. I don't know if you've got that available, but it's 888-264-2256. And that's how to get more information on how to get tested. So the kids will still be fed. They might not get educated this week, but they're going to be fed. And as much as I was kind of hesitant about doing that, feeding all the kids and things, honestly, I remember going to school with kids.
Yeah.
And that was, and then we only had lunch, and that was the only meal of the day. So, and the food has been bought. I just hope people don't take advantage of it, the situation, but at the same time, if you need it, it's there.
Very good. Very good. We got to hit another break here, folks. 272-9228, if you'd like to get in on the program, 272-9228. This part of the program, though they're closed just on Mondays, but still always a good time to have an unexpected gift at an unexpected time. Heirloom Jewelers is the place to go. They have fine antique and estate jewelry items there at 6948 Vaughn Road. When you're going east on Vaughn Road, just when you cross over Taylor Road, Heirloom Jewelers is there on your right after that intersection. But call them today, 260-0066, 260-0066. Make an appointment. Whether you have a bunch of jewelry laying around that you think's a bunch of junk, why don't you try True Booth out? It might be worth more than you think.
I would think
and
so.
If you're not using it, why not?
What do you got to lose?
Take the time. The appointment will usually be in the morning. He'll look over what you bring in, and then he'll present you an offer, evaluation. If you agree, you get paid right then
that is
and
awesome.
There. And if you think what you have is too valuable, too expensive, still try Troop out. Again, that's Heirloom Jewelers, 6948 Vaughn Road. Hey, and gentlemen, even with coronavirus, people are still getting married.
Yes, they are.
So if you're going with your date, maybe you've been dating for a few years, and you haven't popped the question yet, you better believe your girl is going to be thinking about, well, why isn't he asking me?
Yes. Yes, they will.
So why not get ahead of the curve and go by? They have great, one-of-a-kind, unique, antique engagement rings. Rings that can work as engagement rings over at Heirloom Jewelers. Thank you again to Heirloom Jewelers and Troop Booth being a great sponsor here of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back.
Six till nine and afternoons three till six. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who likes paying membership fees to shop? Not me. That's why I shop U.S. Foods Market Store. You might remember them as Sunday Dinner Direct. There are no membership fees and it's open to the public. They're easy to shop with because they're super friendly, conveniently located in the middle of town, and parking is a breeze. Best of all, when I shop at U.S. Foods Market Store, I save money for my family. That's important to me.
U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, located at 5455 Atlanta Highway. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think local. Think Guardian.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather brought to you by Caravita Village. Mom and Dad can find their happy place in senior living. Let them show you what makes Caravita Village so special.
Rich Thomas Weather.
It's still officially winter until Thursday, but we have a week of much above normal temperatures ahead. Today and tomorrow, high temperatures around 80 both days. Widely scattered showers are possible, perhaps a thunderstorm on Tuesday afternoon. Low tonight, 61. Wednesday and Thursday, high in the low to middle 80s. Small risk of thunder showers each day. Thursday is the first official day of spring. Scattered thunderstorms Friday with a high around 83. The pollen count, medium to high today and tomorrow, and medium on Wednesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Quick question. When you leave work, who do you trust to clean up after you? Are they consistent, efficient, on time? And have they been cleaning here for over 30 years? If you answered no to any of those questions, then it's time to go to JannyKingCleans.com and switch to Janny King, the king of clean, for a cleaner office, medical facility, school, building, church, venue, and even stadiums. Go to JannyKingCleans.com now and make the switch today. That's JannyKingCleans.com.
Janny King, the king of clean.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
It's cars, cuckoos, caffeine, canines, and consultations. Saturday, March 28th from 11 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center. Bring your cars, kids, and canines for a fun-filled afternoon. And the best antique car will get a prize. Beer and margarita specials from Cuckoo's, plus 10% off your meal, your daily dose of caffeine, a discount on teas and shakes, and a very special drink from New Wave Nutrition. Partners for Pets will be offering 10% off on mobile grooming coupons. And Ernest Financial will be there to help you with your financial future. So if your car is old or new, come out to the Chantilly Parkway Shopping Center Saturday, March 28th from 11 until 3. It's going to be lots of fun and admission is free. Cars, Cuckoo's, caffeine, canines, and consultation. Call 279-7431 for more information. Sponsored in part by Ernest Financial LLC.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you'd like to get on the program. Dan Moore Show coming up next. I'm your host, Joey Clark, alongside me this morning, Eddie Beta.
Good to be here.
Now, you brought this up in passing earlier, Eddie. His nickname in China was The Cannon.
Yeah.
And Ren Zequiang's, is that? No, no. Let's call him the Cannon. His latest commentary was one of his most explosive messages yet. The Cannon, Mr. Ren, is an outspoken property tycoon in Beijing. Mm-hmm. He wrote in a scathing essay that China's leader, Xi Jinping, President Xi, very powerful.
Pooh Bear.
Well, yeah, Winnie the Pooh. Mm-hmm. Wait, I don't call him Winnie. I respect Xi. You know, other people call you Winnie the Pooh, but I actually think you're quite svelte, President Xi. Anyway, Mr. Ren, this property tycoon, wrote a scathing essay about Xi, claiming that Xi was a power-hungry clown.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Ren said the ruling Communist Party's strict limits on free speech had exacerbated the coronavirus epidemic. Yep. Now, I've been talking about how the media, political media, has exacerbated the problem, but that's a better problem to have than you can't talk at all about the problem.
Right. Imagine... and again, this is China, not America, thank God. Right. But imagine how much reporters would be in trouble here or how many would be missing
right.
if Trump truly had that attitude.
So Mr. Wren, after writing about the lack of free speech, calling President Xi a clown, he's been a longtime critic of Xi.
Yep.
He's now missing. His friends say he went missing, and this is as of Saturday. His disappearance comes amid a far-reaching campaign by the Commie Party to quash criticism of its slow, secretive initial response to the epidemic, which has killed over 3,100 people in China and sickened more than 80,000, and if you can trust those numbers.
Right. That's a big, big thing you just said there, Joey.
The Chinese government is working to portray Mr. Xi as a hero who is leading the country to victory in a people's war against the virus. This is an extreme example, and part of what I mean by politicians, political types, these dictators, don't solve problems.
Nope.
In fact, they just lead to more problems. Like, how is he is she actually in the lab coming up with the vaccine?
Not hardly.
Is he actually the one even coming up with quarantine plans?
Probably not.
No, he's just a figurehead.
Kind of like Dr. Evil when he pushes the button and everyone that advises him gets tortured. All right, that was a good idea. Kill this guy. What's the next one?
All I asked for were freaking sharks with freaking laser beams attached to their heads. What do we have? Sea bass. Are they ill-tempered?
At least.
Mutated sea bass. One of Robert Wagner's finest roles.
Right.
So, Mr. Number Two, what is it that you do? That you do? But this is just another example of the Chinese government cracking down. And it's a part of the problem with strongman regimes like in Russia and China. Also, say, Erdogan.
Yeah.
You know, Turkey brought up all this stuff about Jamal Khashoggi, who was definitely killed by the Saudis. Yep. But the worst offender of freedom of the press in that part of the world is Erdogan.
Yes, he is. He wants to be another editor.
So they're all... Yes, he does. He would love to bring back the Ottoman Empire. So this whole effort by the Communist Party in China, I don't think is going to work. If some of the American press would stop towing the damn line.
Well, I see that TikTok, of all people, has pulled their Chinese moderators because they were getting BS so bad. They finally had to say, look, you know, and it's the truth, that the Chinese government or any kind of big government like that, communist government, God knows what they're covering up. The numbers, we'll never know those numbers. But you can guarantee it's more than 3,100 people.
Well, and to be more specific about this man's op-ed, it began circulating, you know, in recent weeks among China's elite as well as around the world. In this op-ed, Mr. Wren, the canon, blamed the government for silencing whistleblowers and trying to conceal the outbreak, which began in the central city of Wuhan in December. But, of course, to point that out is racist and xenophobic.
You noticed that here lately.
Good God. And but this is a terrible part of American history. We've always had these journalists that get invited to the Soviet Union, or even they make Hitler Man of the Year.
Yeah. Boy.
Who just believe these regimes abroad's BS.
Yeah.
And it's great that our press doesn't believe our own leaders' BS. That's part of their role. But stop allowing yourself to fall victim to authoritarian regimes.
Yeah.
There's a lot I could say there, and I was trying to self-censor, so to speak. Maybe that's what they've
already
got.
But could you imagine Joey being a billionaire? Okay. Now, you think you are bulletproof. You've got security. You've got everything.
All right.
You know what? At the end of the day, they can come get you just as quick as they can come get you or me.
And this is what the line that I think got Mr. Wren, the canon, in trouble. And again, this man has now gone missing. He wrote this, quote, "I see not an emperor standing there exhibiting his new clothes, but a clown who stripped naked and insisted on continuing to be an emperor."
Whoops.
Woo-wee! Them fighting words.
Them are fighting words.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
That's mild by American standards, too.
Yeah, exactly. But you can see how good it worked for him.
Well, I hope we find this guy.
I hope so. And I really hope, again, we were talking, I hope the Chinese are realizing, the Chinese people are realizing, just like we have in the past, our government is not always there in our best interest. Don't forget to question everything.
Indeed. More news and views when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Marguerite's is providing, as a community service, professional fine jewelry cleaning and disinfecting at absolutely no charge. We are busy cleaning everything, but let's not forget our rings, bracelets, necklaces, earrings, and yes, our watches. Many of the government-recommended cleaners can be harmful to fine jewelry, so that you can safely enjoy your fine jewelry, Marguerite's will clean and kill any germs, usually the same day or while you wait. Marguerite's, located in the Peppery Shopping Center on Vaughan Road, is open 7 days a week. Marguerite's welcomes this proactive opportunity serve the community.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, when we're not telling people that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, I've actually been moonlighting as a DJ.
What? Check it! Here's the good part!
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. Closing moments here of News and Views on a Monday morning. Dan Moore Show upcoming. I'm sure we'll have plenty to talk about. He'll probably go a little more in-depth on that debate last night between an old socialist and a cadaverous Democratic Party leader. I was just not impressed in general. If I'm being charitable, Biden held his own. I don't think Bernie took him down or anything. Well, we'll get more into that, I'm sure, on the Dan Moore Show. Eddie Bader had to skip out. He's got to go make a meeting because he's busy helping people buy and sell their homes all around the River Region. Whether you're a first-time home buyer and need a little bit of help walking through the process of buying that first home, Eddie Bader's your man. Or if you're looking to sell your place here in this upcoming spring and summer market, Eddie Bader is the guy to give you advice, to not only give you a great listing with where plenty of people will see it over at Facebook at Eddie Sells Houses, as well as all the different real estate sites, including the GoodsonGroup.com. But he'll also give you advice on, here's how you spruce up your home in order to make sure you get top dollar and it moves off the market quickly. That's Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. 322-0662. Save that number in your phone. 322-0662. Great down-to-earth guy. You've heard him on these airwaves hanging out with me, but he's also a top-notch real estate agent. Make sure to check out his book of